Good morning, and welcome to the 888 Holdings Q2 KPIs and Trading Update conference call. I will now hand over to Yigal Levi, Chief Executive of 888 Holdings. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. I'm Yigal Levi, Chief Executive Officer of 888 Holdings. I'm joined by Aviad Kobrine, our Chief Financial Officer. I assume that you've all seen this morning Q2 KPI and trading update statement, so I will take you through the key points briefly. Following this summary, there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. To start with, year-on-year, we're very happy to say that total operating income was up 36% to $69 million, representing 5% growth on Q1 2008, and that's despite the seasonality and the Euro 2008 competition. Year-on-year, net gaming revenue was up 33% to $67 million, which is a 4% increase on Q1 to 2008. Within this, NGR from casino year-on-year was up 27% to $35 million. Our emerging offering, which includes our bingo product, has grown extremely strongly from a standing just over a year ago to register net gaming revenue of $12 million, an increase of 376% year-on-year. Just as a reminder, emerging offering includes bingo, sports betting, and live dealer offerings combined together. We also registered a 26% increase year-on-year in real money registered customers to 5.2 million as to 30th of June 2008. Current trading, we're happy to say, remains strong with the momentum of the first half continuing into Q3. During the first 22 days of July, which is traditionally a weak month, the average daily NGR was approximately 2% higher than in Q2, driven mainly by our emerging offering as well as higher poker NGR. The recently announced strategic deal with Sportech is progressing as planned. The latest PokerZone white label deal that we've announced just a short while ago is already launched, and further deals are expected to be announced later this year. In addition, the first wave of third-party integrated games is expected to be launched in Q3, which we believe is going to be a key driver to our business. Now, given the current trading, the progress of the strategic deals, and the launching of the new games, we are confident in delivering future growth during 2008. That's for that. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you, and I'll now hand over to the operator who will run the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We will take questions in the order received, and we will take as many as time permits. If you find that your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal for questions. We'll take our first question today from James Hollins from Daniel Stewart. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, just a quick one. I think I've asked this before without any success, but I was wondering if you could give a split of the emerging offering between bingo, sportsbook, and live dealer. Alternatively, give us a feel for how successful the sportsbook was during Euro 2008.
Thanks, James. It's essentially both alternatives are the same answer, but I'll try to accommodate. We've launched sports betting only sort of mid-second quarter, so what we really have is one month of real trading, which is June, which may not be indicative because of the Euro 2008, of course. Altogether, from launch, we are more or less in around a $1 million net win for us from sports betting. From the $12 million, if you take off $1 million for sports, and if you take around half a million dollar for live dealer, which is still at its infancy, you get to the bingo numbers. The major driver for this was bingo, but sports betting did start contributing real money to the bottom line, which we like.
Okay. The bingo has, if I'm right, has gone from about $7.5 million in Q1 to more than $10 million in Q2. Is that right?
It went indeed to. Yeah, the numbers are exactly right.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Thank Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. As we have no further questions, I'd like to turn the call back over to you, Mr. Levi, for any additional closing remarks.
That's the shortest one we've ever had, that's for sure. Guys, I want to thank you all for joining the call. I would take the lack of questions as an indication that it's all transparent and understood, and that the results are perceived to be okay. I want to thank you all for joining, and as usual, the management of the company is accessible for any further questions should you have one afterwards. Thank you very much.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.